everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
All right, welcome back. The cash cattle trade, a non-event today with buyers and sellers still suffering from turkey hangover and or preoccupied with Black Friday specials at their local mall. Both sides apparently content, though, with trade volume totals generated through Wednesday. According to the midday report, the national hog base 78 cents lower compared with the prior day settlement. The corn trade today sagging by several cents, checked by discouraging export sales and post-holiday apathy. The stock market's higher, though, today, with the Dow Jones 51 points higher and the NASDAQ positive by 19. In live cattle, futures were mixed just before the early close, with prices ranging from 17 higher to 47 lower. Generally speaking, nearby issues losing ground to their deferred counterparts. In live trade volume, though, the front end pressured by long liquidation and post-holiday profit-taking. Beef cutouts were mixed today, up $1.75 in choice to $2 in select, with very light box movement. In feeder cattle, though, for the most part, issues in late morning business moderately higher, supported by short covering, softer corn prices, and the premium status of the cash index. Meanwhile, grain futures opened steady to a little lower today as trade resumed after the Thanksgiving holiday. Markets did close early today at 12:05 p.m., just in time for expiration of December options here on a day that sometimes sees erratic trading due to low volume. Corn prices bidding a little weaker today as farmers hope to use drier weather to wrap up harvest. Soybeans tried to hold Wednesday's gains while a move by January futures back to $10 hinged on options trade as December contracts expire. Wheat prices, though, opened a little softer today after a mixed close ahead of the holiday. Chicago December gravitated towards the $4.20 strike after traders liquidated both puts and calls at that level on Wednesday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.